Good afternoon, everyone. This is your host, David Jonites, for the Weekly Reverse Bet Show, brought to you, as always, from Adelaide, South Australia. Way down the bottom of the south coast of Australia, I am. If you ever looked up Australia, you'll see me. You'll see Adelaide down the bottom of Australia. So there you go. All right, we have got another good show for you tonight. A few reversals for the first hour. And then I have Greg Albrecht on for the second hour. So Greg Albrecht, of course, being the co-author of the first book on reverse speech, Beyond Backward Masking. All right, now, to start the show off, I got a couple of reversals on one of the testimonials last week that I neglected to play last week. Remember, I played reversals on testimonials. So here's one from Alexander, actually, and these were found by Brett Alroy. And so here is the first one.
We now have two viable programs, one of which is in full production, the other which will be going online soon at the end of the year. So that was another win, in my opinion, for David.
And this one says, and the chartered wolf in this issue, nail the thunder cell. Yeah, there we go. There's the first one. And the next one along. Here we go.
I first worked with David just about 12 months ago in October of 2013. I called him because I had one very urgent concern.
And this reversal says, and they make me look grow surf. Yeah, there we go. And they made to look grow surf. All right, let's have a look at the next reversal along here. And it is this one here. Here we go.
Although it's quite a significant financial commitment to take a chunk of his time to address your problems, you get his full attention. He's very responsive to emails.
And backwards. Now lick your fingers. Let Elf sit.
It's quite a...
Oops, here we go. Now lift your fingers, let Elf sit. Interesting metaphor. All right, so let's move along to the next one. Here we go.
We began our work, and this was the first time, as I said, that I'd worked with David. I really did not know what to expect. I was not skeptical because I like to think of myself as having an open mind about things that are nonlinear, and I made a space for that.
And this one says, now I'm the court, I give acts to the force. Yeah, there we go. So, all right, okay, so we move along to the next reversal here, and here we go, here we go.
If you have an intractable problem that's a vital concern to yourself, don't waste time, call David, sooner than later.
And this one says, and they lock now, seal good. Yeah, there we go. Okay, all right. So let us move along. Just 1 second here, And we're going to look at some of other reversals that I found for today. Okay, we are going to have a look at some reversals on some media, some celebrities, actually. And as soon as I find the subfolder where I got them all in, we can get started. Now where did I save them all? Well, that's a bit of a strange one. Okay, all right. So what we're going to do, we're going to go direct here. And you're going to start with reversals on Courtney Love. And here we have the forwards.
Why, Courtney? Why do you have the feeling that you've got to do away with yourself?
I'm a rebel, and I am pissed. I'm mad that I feel like Americans feel like, well, this soap opera would be so much neater if she was dead. That's a wish for her, and she wants you to be listed. Dad's wish for earnings, she must see proper sin.
Now, reversal says, Dad's wish for earnings, she must see proper sin.
Dad's wish for earnings, she must see proper sin. Dad's wish for earnings, she must see proper sin.
Dad's wish for earnings, she must see proper sin.
And here's the next one along. Here we go. And
some people feel that you, in a way, have a death wish, and that you are going to end up dying.
I think that's
long
what the stage
before.
Diving was about.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, kill me, crucify me, get me, come on, tear my breasts off.
Some people feel that you, in a way, have a death wish.
That's what I say, show fed with the heroin.
Show fed with the heroin. Show fed with the heroin.
Show fed with the heroin.
Why, Courtney?
And that was a fairly clear reversal. And here's the next one along. Let's play this.
So this was your way of what? Paying tribute to him by doing that on stage?
It's more catharsis for you. It's catharsis. And there's not a thing I could or would take back because it was for me, not for them. And yet they get something out of it.
So I said, they were lying, it must forgive.
They were lying, it must forgive.
And next one along, here we go.
You simulate your husband's death. To some people, that's really terrible taste. Why do you do it?
What do I do? Do I ignore it? Do I acknowledge it? Is there a middle ground? What can I do? Do I sit here and, you know, play Betty Crocker?
You simulate your husband's death.
One says, we miss him.
We miss you.
We miss you. We miss you.
Yeah, fairly straightforward reversal. Speaks for itself. All right. Let us move along. We're going to have a look at some reversals on David Berkowitz. So here we go.
David Berkowitz committed hideous crimes, and God forgave him. Because he repented of his sin, he was sincere.
And this one says, suck in there.
It's me that we 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 suck in there.
And the next one along. Here we go.
Today, God has said, you are now the Son of Hope. That's my new name, Son of Hope, because I tell everyone that there is hope in God.
And so rape that. This verse says, so rape that.
So rape that.
So rape that. So rape that.
And then we're looking at the next one along. That's it. Okay, all right. So that was obviously someone talking about David Berkowitz, not David Berkowitz himself. Here we have some reversals about Egypt. Let's see what this is about.
Secondly, that the universal rights of the Egyptian people must be respected and their aspirations must be met. This got serious.
And it helps you reap some.
This got serious.
And next one along. Here we go.
Movements emerge, led by people no older than some of the students in this room, using some of the same social media tools that the students in this room and many of you use, which I might add is a powerful example of our increasingly interconnected world.
And this one says, oh, we panic on it.
Oh, we panic on it.
Okay. All right. So let's move down. We're going to have a look at some reversals of some evangelists here. So here we have Elvis first off. He's not an evangelist, but anyway.
Silent night, holy night.
And this one says, Hallelujah. We have a verse on Jerry Falwell.
The 7-year tribulation must transpire here, the 1,000-year reign of Christ, in the which I shall be your boss for 1,000 years, Dr. Levitt. The 1,000-year is yet to happen on this earth. That's just an assumption. I don't have any word of knowledge on that. But
and this one says, the will of God's reign is love.
The will of God's reign is love.
The will of God's reign is love.
Okay, so there we have that one there, and we are going to move along, and okay, all right, so let's move along to the next one here, and if I can, my computer's doing all sorts of strange things today, it's really annoying me. Okay, here's Billy Graham.
But I do believe that we have a factor in history now that's never been there before. The ability to destroy the whole human race in one great blast.
This one says, prevents divine.
Prevents divine.
Yeah, there we go. And the next one along.
In prayer. How I bore you.
This is how I bore you.
How I bore you.
Okay, next one along is this one here, Franklin Graham.
But inside, you know that you're not committed to Christ. Judgment coming, the storm clouds gathering, the lightning flashing, the thunder roaring.
And here it says, you shall see hell in your rags.
You shall see hell in your rags.
You shall see hell in your rags. You shall see hell in your rags.
Okay, all right. Next one along. Here we go. Here's the forwards.
And today, the false security that we have in America. It's unbelievable to me. We've sat behind these two great oceans for so long that we think it could never happen here.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I had a phone call. This reversal is I have anger to give you.
I have anger to give you.
There we go. All right, here we have one from... here's an interesting reversal. This is on me. Listen to this.
Sometimes people ask me, does reverse speech endorse any particular religion? And the answer to that is No, there are no deities or religions that reverse speech endorses or says this is right or this is wrong. It just talks about the soul and the endlessness of life. And that in itself is very powerful.
Indeed.
And this one says, it's the voice in heaven.
It's the voice in heaven.
It's the voice in heaven. It's the voice in heaven.
Talking about reverse speech itself. And here we have Jeremiah Wright.
Hurry on, I've taken too much of your time. So let me give you the outline of the rest of this message. You can either fill in the blanks for yourselves, or you can wait for my book that will be out later this year.
And here it says, Obama, feel with you.
Obama, feel with you.
Obama, feel with you.
There you go, that's Jeremiah Wright. All right, here we have some from Martin Luther King.
Go back to Louisiana, go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities.
This one says, organize a unit.
Organize the unit.
Organize the unit. Organize the unit.
Yep, and then we've got this one here. Here we go.
To speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands. The Lord is that believes.
The Lord is that believes. The Lord is that believes.
And this is the Lord, he does believe.
The Lord is that believes.
The Lord is best believes. The Lord is best believes.
Okay, and then we've got the next one here. This is the good reverse on a pastor.
So was Jesus very sensitive to the flowing of spirit and soul inside him? Yes, he was. He flowed with the Holy Spirit.
This one says, see the Holy Wolf.
See the Holy Wolf.
See the Holy Wolf. See the Holy Wolf.
Yeah, nice and clear. All right, here we have one on Jesus Christ Superstar.
Try not to get worried. Try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Well, don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine.
And I think I shall sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without me tonight.
And this one says, he's the Savior, loves me, he's the one.
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 Okay, all right, and next one along. Here we have Vance name of Popoff, Peter Popoff.
You got cancer of the stomach? Are you ready for God to burn that cancer out? Here it goes in the mighty. Devil, back off. Back off, devil!
And this one says, scamming this world theory.
Scamming this world theory.
Scamming this world theory.
Yeah, all right, no worries. And that one speaks for itself, really, doesn't it? Here we have another evangelist.
Great things for him, and I can do great things today. My friend, it just narrows itself down, what he said to Simon Peter by the Sea of Galilee, lovest thou me.
And this reversal says, my advice is rancid.
My advice is rancid.
My advice is her answer. My advice is her answer.
Yeah, there we go. Here we have Tammy Faye Baker just before she died.
That's the reason that I have lost so much weight.
What do they give you for the pain?
They gave me
morphine.
And this verse says, heals your soul.
Heals your soul.
And here we have another one.
About how much time you may have left?
I asked them not to tell me. I don't want my faith level to go down.
And this reversal says Messiah.
Messiah. Messiah. Messiah.
Okay, and here we have another one.
And I knew Billy quite well, and he said that someone that works for him said that him and Ruth told him.
And this one says, my health, screw it.
My health, screw it. My health, screw it. My health, screw it.
Okay, well, she's obviously a little bit upset about her health. I would be too. And here we have another one.
I know where I'm headed, but I know the sadness, you know, that comes with those that care about you.
And this reversal says, they're so nice.
It's so nice. It's so nice. It's so nice.
Okay, here we have another one.
Lord Jesus Christ said to Simon Peter after his confession, on this rock I will build my church. Simon Peter makes it very clear here that the living stone.
This one says the scam beneath the mask.
The scam beneath the mask. The scam beneath the mask. The scam.
Oh, help, sorry. I lost it. Here we go. We'll do it again.
It's so nice.
No, I lost it. Hang on. Let's pull that one up again. And here's reversal. The scam beneath the mask.
The scam beneath the mask. The scam beneath the mask. The scam beneath the mask.
Yeah, nice and clear there. All right. So let's look at the next one I've got in my folder here. And, we'll have to look at it after the break. This is a break, folks. I'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for reverse speech session work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. Okay, we are back. We're looking at a couple of verses on Robert Tilton now. Here's the first one.
We need to come to Jesus because he releases us from the penalties of sin.
And this reversal says, the muck within you.
The muck within you.
And here we have another one.
Jesus walked up and down these hills, his disciples, to pray. And then they would go out.
And this one says, I want the women.
Firewood, do we in them?
There we go. So there you go. There's some reversals on evangelists. All right, we're going to look at some reversals that were found by a young man who was very much involved in reverse speech at one stage, and he has not been on the scene for several years. Let us look at some reversals he found. This is on some of the alternate leaders from the 90s. This is Art Bell on with Ingo Swann.
We'll be doing this again next week. And by the way, we're about to schedule Ingo Swann. I don't think Ingo will be here next week, but he'll be here shortly. I have quite a lineup for you. He'll scan their evil one.
And this verse is, he'll scan their evil one.
He'll scan their evil one. He'll scan their evil one.
Okay, and here we have a chap by the name of Bill Northern.
And you can go over it with your bicycle pendulum, and when you get to the place where it is, you can just draw diagonals of where the two lines cross, as you said, where the animal will be.
And this one says, there was one God.
There was one God.
Wow.
There was one God. There was one God.
Oh, that's nice and clear, isn't it? All right, here we have a caller in to Coast AM.
No, I don't know John.
You know of his work, though?
I've heard of his work, but
okay,
I don't know.
Okay, this is why I say I think that many... John Lilly, for 15 years, did the most extensive research on dolphins, okay?
And this one says Art Bell was a villain.
Art Bell was a villain.
Okay, so next one along.
It's only the very start, mind you. Things are happening, little bits and pieces here, there, everywhere. Later in the show, we'll go around to some of the countries, if you like.
And you're my rival. This reversal says, hear my rival.
Hear my rival.
Yeah, there we go. So that's fair enough. All right, and next one along. This is a member from a church.
Arizona, and my wife Sue and I had two other good friends, two other couples, and each of us had a little boy, and they were all within a couple months, and so they became best friends. And then in God's perfect timing, we all found out that our baby boys were going to become big brothers.
And this one says, well, fuck against the wall, we're in hell.
We're in hell.
Got a very nice reversal to have on a church member talking about his church. All right, let's look at another one here. This is the CIA agent, Tony Mendez.
It's on the field of battle, and during the Cold War, we had a standoff for 45 years, and it was all about spy versus spy, and very few people were killed. And so, therefore, we save lives.
And this one says, we fear the ops.
We fear the ops.
Yeah, okay. Interesting one. All right, here we have Ed Dames.
It is under the stratosphere where 90% of the ozone layer is. And even there, it's still a very fragile, tenuous layer.
And this one says, our fear of oats.
Our fear of oats.
Garfield Oates.
Yes, well, I caused quite a scene back in the late 90s when I was big on American talk show radio and coast to coast. And, yeah, I can understand why I'd be afraid of Oates, because I was unraveling some pertinent secrets that people didn't seem to mind, didn't seem to like. So here's it reverse again, our fear of Oates.
Our fear of Oates.
Yeah, there we go. All right, so next one along here. This is Larry Dossey.
That we haven't come to terms with, what do you give up when you ignore this? If you're a physician, how do you put your patients at risk and their children as in this instance by ignoring this sort of thing?
And this one says, the sin is an illusion.
The sin is an illusion. The sin is an illusion. The sin is an illusion.
Well, I don't know whether sin is an illusion, but anyway, there we go. All right, so here's a verse on a chap by the name of Forrest Crawford.
Wind of this. It sounds like a nonsensical military project, but we didn't make it up. You know, it came out of James and, you know, from that.
That's right.
The official, we thought, well, you know, their descriptions are very close.
And this one says, I am a phony.
I am a phony.
There we go. And here we have Peter Gersten.
Going to come back with Zippo.
Well, I don't even know if it's a keyword. So let's assume, for argument's sake, that all the information about this triangle is stored under a keyword, Project Aquarius.
And this one says, I've been a sham of evil.
I've been a sham of evil.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious, that one. Here we have Richard Hoagland. I got a whole lot of verses on Richard Hogan. We might do a show on him.
Imagine that he was even talking to me. There is fear in the minds and hearts of these people, Art. That's something very important that we need to communicate to the candidates, that this level of secrecy, this black ops nonsense, has gone to the level where...
And this verse says, I'll beat Jesus.
I'll beat Jesus.
There we go. Make of that one what you will. All right, here we have a homeless man.
I'm hearing about the workers that work here. They support me a lot and they help me a lot. So that's basically, you know, why I come, because I know I can get that support, that love, and that compassion, you know.
This one says, I want to eat.
I want to eat.
A homeless man talking about a church. That would seem to be a fairly logical thing that he would say. All right, here we have Linda Howe.
Use this as a time to make all of these issues clear, and he might actually make some headway, but he, like all the others, have remained silent on well,
this. And this reversal says, Art Bell, they have a scam.
Not Bell, they have a scam.
There we go. Some reversals on Linda Morton Howe. And here we have a chap by the name of James Dobson.
After that experience was over, and after all the emotion had settled down and I thought about it, I thought that must be the way the Lord feels when we go through those crises.
And this one says, and I have a lesson, show me Lord.
And I have a lesson, show me Lord. And I have a lesson, show me Lord. And I have a lesson, show me Lord.
Yeah, that one's a fairly clear reversal. Here we have one on Joyce Murphy.
Right there in that village, now this is like to his neighbors, like Carmen who sells seashells by the seashore,
mm-hmm.
Has a little shop down there. On her veranda hang these queso sweet.
And this one says, house is divine.
House is divine.
Okay, there we go. Hello? Yes, I'm on the air. Can I help you? Okay, all right, bye-bye. Yeah. All right, sorry about that. Okay, so next one along is this one here. Here we go.
This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We need today more grace today. Not this spirit of competition in the church. Not this business of going after and driving through.
That's what I say, is the shit that mocked.
And the shit that mocked. And the shit that mocked. And the shit that mocked.
Yeah, there we go. All right, here we have a guru by the name of Papaji.
53 incarnations ago, he remembered very much. Interesting. So when he came to spontaneity, so I didn't know. Still I'm saying, what is it, what is it, what is it? This time I am more in love with it. Everyone.
This reversal says, making a rose, we smell it.
Making a rose, making a rose.
And we smell it.
We smell it. We smell it. We smell it.
All right, here we have Lloyd Pye.
Through on emails from people, you know, passing things on to me, and I'm probably getting it second in my name.
And this one says, my name is Nausea.
My name is Nausea.
My name is Nausea. My name is Nausea.
Well, that's not a very good positive self-image, is it? And here we have another one.
To say, it's human. The reality of it is, he's unable to see down to the level where if this is a hybrid, you would see some differences.
And this one says, this will be a Nazi.
This will be a Nazi.
This will be a Nazi. This will be a Nazi.
There we go, Lloyd Pye. Here we have someone on Rally James talking about earthquakes.
Or eternal time, the 5th to the 18th, but not even a drop in the bucket. You know, when we think about the earthquake predictions, for instance, and I certainly grew up in Los Angeles, so I was used to them, it wasn't so much we don't know if it'll happen today or next week.
And this one says, stay calm when the power's going to be on.
Stay calm when the power's going to be on.
Huh.
Stay calm when the power's going to be on.
Yeah, certainly there, no doubt about that. All right, okay, so here we have James Randi.
He's going to give me. As I hung upside down, it started to slip, and it came down over my eyes, and I couldn't see anything. Though that is not essential to the straitjacket escape, it's handy to be able to look at what position your arms are in.
And this reversal says he masturbates a guy.
He masturbates a guy.
He masturbates a guy. He masturbates a guy.
There we go. Make of that one what you will. Certainly some bizarre reversals on some of our people around here. All right, here we have the next one. Let's throw this forward.
The George Bush company, and they're the experts worldwide, supposedly, in offshore oil drilling.
And this reversal says, Al Gore was dirt.
Al Gore was dirt. Al Gore was dirt. Al Gore was dirt.
Yeah, a bit of a distressing reversal. All right, here we have another one. Skolnick.
That he was viciously anti-black and anti-Latino, and one time threatened to beat up some Latino people waiting in line to vote in the South where he's from.
And this one says, the shit that we hit.
The shit that we hit. The shit that we hit. The shit that we hit.
Yeah, there we go. The shit that we hit. All right, let's move along to the next one here. It's Brad Steiger.
There again, it could have been the angel of death preparing him, a loved one from the other side.
And this one says, making your effort sad.
Making your effort sad.
Making your effort sad. Making your effort sad.
All right, let's move along to the next one here. And we are looking at Brad Steiger again. Here we go.
A lot of hell, too. I went through the hell part with demons and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, out of control. But now I'm at a wonderful I'm at the same plateau you're at.
Well,
that nice even level where it all meshes together.
And isn't that a wonderful feeling?
It is, and it's
not to be smug.
No, no, I. This
because
was
it takes perpetual work at staying balanced.
And this one says, the girl will suffer.
The girl will suffer. The girl will suffer. The girl will suffer.
And there we go. All right. Here we have some reversals on Wade Davis.
The belief system is that the soul of the individual, they still, the individual, because they're still a sentient being, has the global knowledge, the big good spirit, which is the vital life force.
And this one says, bullshit, oh shit.
Bullshit, oh shit, bullshit, oh shit, bullshit, oh shit.
There we go, a bit of a nasty reversal. And here you have another one on Wade Davis.
Well, blowfish, there are a bunch of different names for these various fish, you know, common names and scientific names, of course. The fish are a big order of fish.
This one says, man, mock my shit.
Man, mock my shit. Man, mock my shit. Man, mock my shit.
All right, and here we have Wade Davis again, talking about his book, The Serpent and the Rainbow.
Voodoo, a commingled product of the ancient animistic and magical beliefs of the Dahomean slaves that have been mixed with the practices and beliefs of the Roman Catholic Church.
And this one says, seal, the book is damned.
Seal, the book is damned. Seal, the book is damned. Seal, the book is damned.
Wow, that's talking about his own book. Here, let's run that again. That's a bit of a negative reversal about his own book.
Voodoo, a commingled product of the ancient animistic and magical beliefs of the Dahomean slaves that have been mixed with the practices and beliefs of the Roman Catholic Church. Seal, the book is damned.
And seal, the book is damned.
Seal, the book is damned.
Seal, the book is damned. Seal, the book is damned.
Well, that's a bit of a disconcerting reversal. Seal, the book is damned. Wow, okay. All right, let's have a look at some reversals on Newt Gingrich from back in the day. And here we go.
I want your help, because no one person in the Oval Office can get this done. We Americans are going to have to talk together, work together.
And this one says, NASA bigots try to warn you.
That's a big Halloween.
All right, next one along.
No one person can accomplish this. It can't be done from the Oval Office. We have to work together. We Americans have to get it done.
And this says, now you fake it.
Now you fake it.
Now you fake it. Now you fake it.
All right, next one along.
I'm Newt Gingrich. And I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
And he says, you slime them on it.
You slime them on it.
You slime them on it. You slime them on it.
Bit of a negative reversal. All right, next one along.
Just look at the record. More people have gotten on food stamps under Barack Obama than any other president in American history.
And this one says, but they need it.
But they need it.
But they need it. We're going at it.
And next one along.
By some people who suggest that the working poor, by definition, know how to work, which is true. That's why they're called the working poor.
And this one says, I will lock it up.
I will lock it up.
I will lock it up. I will lock it up.
Wow, okay. All right, next one along.
We certainly fly by the seat of the pants in the sense that when we saw that the American ambassador to Belgium had given an anti-Semitic speech attacking Israel, we immediately shifted and talked about that topic.
And this one says, meet the boss you know.
Meet the boss you know.
Meet the boss you know. Meet the boss you know.
All right, next one along.
So one of our first experiments, we had a young lady in Billerica, Georgia, who was 8 or 9 years old, and she read 83 books that summer and got $166.
And this one says, now must I scrub this idiot.
Now must I scrub this idiot. Now must I scrub this idiot. Now must
I scrub this idiot. I don't know what that's got to do with a girl reading a book, but anyway, next one along.
You have virtual organizations. I mean, all these cutting-edge ideas. And then you have a group of consultants who believe you have to be slow, cumbersome, and expensive. Well, if you were the consultants, you'd feel that way, too, because that's your money.
And so it says, I deal this loss.
I deal this loss.
I deal this loss. I deal this loss.
Okay, nice and clear reversal. All right, here we have the next one. Here we go.
You read Gordon Wood's tremendous books on the radicalism of the American Revolution and the intellectual origins of the American Revolution. He makes quite clear that the Americans are all part of the Whig critique of the British monarchy.
And so it says, can the children come?
Can the children come? Can the children come?
Make of that one what you will. Okay, we're looking at some verses on Newt Gingrich from 2010.
And I concluded, if we now have judges so radical and so anti-American that they believe that even the reference to one nation under God is unconstitutional, that the time has come to draw a line in the sand.
And this verse says, I watch the judge behind you.
I was his judge behind you.
All right, next one along.
It says we hold these truths to be self-evident. Not situation ethics, not theoretical philosophy. The founding fathers were seriously, desperately trying to understand the truth of self-government.
And this one says, it was a lovely life here to solve.
It was a lovely life here to solve.
It was a lovely life here to solve. It was a lovely life here to solve.
Yeah, there we go. So, Newt Gingrich, here we have another one.
Becomes, in passing, a scientist, is the only American, I believe, I could be wrong, but I think he's the only American admitted to the Royal Academy of Science. Is a world-renowned scientist, discovers electricity.
And this one says, they give him worry.
He gets him worry.
And the next one along?
That all men are created equal. And yes, they would all have said to you, of course it's inadequate at the present time.
And this verse says, we bless the Lord.
We bless the Lord.
Okay, well, it's nice to know he blesses the Lord. That's got to be a good thing, I would think, not a bad thing. All right, here we have, let me see, I've got some reversals here on Gordon Brown from 2009. Let's see what these ones say. Here we go.
Detailed advice to individual patients that is going out in the next few days.
This one says, scared, we scam them.
Scared, we scam them.
Wow, okay, here's the next one.
We've got more helicopters than the Canadians, the Dutch, and the Australians put together out there. Of course we've got less than the Americans, you'd expect that. But this overall pool of helicopters is pretty big, and all operations in an area that's pretty much the size of Wales now.
And this one says, beats the crime in it.
Beats the crime in it.
Yeah, well, that one's all there, isn't it? Okay. Here's the next one along.
And we have a bold, low-carbon action plan that will transform our economy. And in the last few days alone, we've taken significant steps to making Britain a world leader for the production of low-emissions vehicles for the future, with major announcements at Toyota, which will protect around 400 jobs.
This one says, defend this and get you all the sad grief. Yes, certainly there. Well, he didn't do too well as Prime Minister, did he, Gordon Brown? So that just speaks for itself. Next one along.
We're enabling over 170,000 companies in every region of the country to survive the cash flow problems.
And this one says, lessons in the horrible.
Lessons in the horrible.
And the next one along?
As we prepare for the major meeting of the G20 in September in America, that we will all remain totally focused on the task of how we secure higher growth in future in the world economy.
And this one says, near the wall.
Never walk.
Yeah, certainly there. All right, next one along.
But an election at the end of the day is about choices. And there will be choices that people will have to make about the future of our country when it comes to a general election.
And this one says, there's grief with love again. Yeah, certainly there, no doubt about that. All right, next one along.
Now, I think the last few weeks have demonstrated what I've been saying all year, that this government will be tested by events, but we will stick by our course.
And this one says, the set evil.
The set evil.
All right, don't touch that keyboard first. We'll be back right after this. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.